teachers should try to become culturally competent for a number of reasons. First, it is essential that we remember that as of 2005, for example, our student population is over 40% culturally diverse, meaning Black, Hispanic, American Indian, and Asian American. And so when you talk about being culturally competent, you do that because your students are very culturally different. They're more culturally different and diverse than they've ever been before. And if projections are accurate, culturally diverse students will be the largest minority in the school situation in the very near future. So that's one reason, so that you can be responsive to your students. You also do it so that, in addition to being responsive to your students in terms of curriculum, in terms of building relationships, relative to instruction, relative to assessment, you do it so that the learning environment could be positive as opposed to negative or assaultive. So when you are culturally competent, your students feel that you understand them, you appreciate them, you respect them, you want them in your classroom, and you're going to do whatever it takes for them to do well. But that's looking at it from the student's perspective. We have to be culturally competent for ourselves as well. I think it's almost impossible to live not only in the United States, but to live in the world and to teach in schools where you don't have cultural competence. People argue, and I agree, that becoming culturally competent is a survival skill. And I think if you think of it in that way, it'll be helpful. So you do this for students so they know that you appreciate them and care about them. But you do it also for yourself so that you can survive in this ever-changing society.